The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, head of the Northern Echo, the man himself, Peter Barron. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ali. Listen, my mum says good luck for tomorrow. She's a bit worried about you.
Well, listen, we might pedal past your mum's house then. She could do us a cup of tea.
I think she thinks you're climbing Everest. I've told her it's only Whitby.
Listen, it's only Whitby. And the good thing is, Peter, as you and I know only too well, pedalling to our school over all the years, you can always get off the bike and walk.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Headline challenge for today. The story is...
The story is about a village called Owemoyne in Dorset, which featured in the Thomas Hardy novels, and it's pulled out of the village tidy competition because the council no longer mow the grass.
And your headline is?
Mess of the d'Urbervilles.
Do you know what? That is good. I know exactly what you've done there.
It's cultured.
Yes, let's see what alternatives we do have, though. Sarah from the Breakfast Team refreshes our studio screen. Away you go,
yes,
Sarah.
Yes, let's see how cultured we are. Carl says, far from the mowing crowd. Richard says, judge the obscured. Very good. Richard says, unkempt nether regions.
Ooh,
I don't know what that is. Is that anything to do with Thomas Hardy? Or just,
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's a statement, actually. You've got to start with that.
Moving on. The one we're going with, we like this one very much. I think it's very good. It's from Chris. The mower of Casterbridge.
Very good.
The mower of Casterbridge. BBC Tees Breakfast. The mess of the d'Urbervilles. Northern Echo on Fish and Chip Friday. Carry the arbiter of all things fair.
It is very good. And a book title as well. Six. Yeah. Tees Wins Week.